This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities on Friday gradually restored power, aided by the reconnection of the country's four nuclear power plants. But millions of people were still left in the dark after the most devastating Russian airstrikes of the war. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
He said 6 million people were still without power, half as many as there were in the immediate aftermath of the Russian assault on Wednesday. He urged Ukrainians to use one of the thousands of so-called points of invincibility recently deployed across Ukraine. They're stations where one can go for basic services to recharge electronics, get warm, or pick up water or first aid supplies. Wednesday's attacks caused the worst damage so far in the conflict, leaving millions of people with no light, water, or heat, even as temperatures fall below zero. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Authorities say that a fire in an apartment building in northwestern China's Xinjiang region has left 10 people dead, 9 injured. It was the second major fire in the country this week, leaving a total of 48 dead. The Thursday night fire struck the building in the regional capital, where temperatures fall below freezing at night. The blaze took around 3 hours to extinguish. The local government says the injured were all expected to survive, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. State media reports say the dead and injured inhaled toxic smoke, but had not been under a strict COVID-19 lockdown and were able to leave their